the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, he has so much a strong faith in Nityananda Prabhu. By his mercy, he went to Vrindavan. He saw Vrindavan so beautiful, as it was in Krishna time. He saw Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. He met with Rupa Sanatan. He received, he was inspired pure Gopi Prem in his heart by Nityananda Prabhu. He has described it. Even so, wretched, if anyone takes the shelter of lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, he is Baladev Prabhu, giving spiritual strength, so he is Baladev Prabhu. If anyone takes shelter, neglected by whole world, no harm Nityananda Prabhu will. Be merciful, merciful to him, and he will inspire everything. Today is also the birthplace, birth date of Raghunath Das Goswami. We will try to remember his life, so that we may learn something, how to develop our Krishna consciousness. How we came in a very rich family, how she was married a very beautiful lady with in whole India, very beautiful and qualified. He was like a son of king, but even he left all, became street beggar, and how he received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lotus feet and Nityananda Prabhu, and how he became like so developed like Raghunath Das Goswami, being in Radhakund. First he was in Puri, and then he went. He had two times darshan before giving up his all wife and wealth and everything. How he will we met him, and what teachings were for him from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How he met Nityananda Prabhu? How he was blessed by Nityananda Prabhu? In a very little brief, our Brahmachari Hari Priya will narrate all these things. He has heard me so many times. Naveen could have done, but he is now one-legged. So he cannot stand up. So this Hari Priya should.
वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्तिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तनालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीना पराधलक्ष्यै चित्तास्य कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति ते ध्याय राधे तन्नय माम चरणं। he has been given name Dayanidhi Prabhu. Dayananda Prabhu. He was one of the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving always like Vidyanidhi. You know Vidyanidhi? Pandit Vidyanidhi, the guru of Gadadhar Pandit. So Dayanidhi, also he is called Dayanidhi sometimes. Or there was a very good devotee, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his name has been kept, Dayanidhi Prabhu. From today you will all call him like Dayanidhi Prabhu.
Great, Dr. Great.
We have called, now we are calling him Gadadhar Das. Very good name. Gadadhar Prabhu ki. Then.
Song.
Oh, he's song. Very good. What name?
Sudam.
He has been given Sudam Nam. Sudam Prabhu ki. He was the most favorite friends of Krishna in Braja. Also Sudam was in Dwarkapuri. But Krishna left Dwarkapuri Sudam only due to his Sudam friend in Braja. Very near and dear to Krishna.
Anandini.
Anandini Dasi. Radhika is himself Anandini. He gives so much pleasure to Krishna. So he is Anandini. And you are Anandini Devi or Anandini Dasi.
Malini.
Oh, very good. What are you?
Madhuri.
Oh, Madhuri. Very good name, Madhuri. One of the name of Srimati Radhika. Madhuri ki? We will call you Madhuri. Very dear to Radhika. One of the good friends of Radhika, Sakhis of Radhika.
Then, Chaitanya Mala.
Chandramukhi. Chandramukhi Devi ki. Chandramukhi means his mouth even more beautiful than moon, and she is only Srimati Radhika. So Chandramukhi is one of the name of Srimati Radhika. We will call you Chandramukhi. You are also so beautiful. Then
Radha Gopinda Lila.
Rag Lekha Devi ki. Rag Lekha, one of the best among the Sakhis. Lekha means to be expert in what? Chitra, painting, art, so much. So he used to give the painting of Krishna to Srimati Radhika, and that is why he is called Rag Lekha. Rag Lekha ki. Oh, Narada Rishi. He is very, very sincere and senior devotee. But he wanted that he should change his falling guru, and to be helped, so I am helping him. And I have changed his name, Nanda Kishore Prabhu. Nanda Kishore Prabhu. Very good. Nanda Kishore is name of Nanda son. Nanda Nandan is called Nanda Kishore. But more good than Nanda Nandan also. Nanda Nandan may be very little, but this Nanda Kishore always in Kishore age. and his one of the das, Nand Kishore Das Prabhu. Are you happy by this, man?
Who
is Dayal Chaitanya Prabhu? Chaitanya Das is God name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So Chaitanya Prabhu ki. You are satisfied by this name? Today is a very auspicious day, birthday of Vishnu Priya Devi. She is the embodiment of Prema Bhakti. All the devotees at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they like to honor Vishnu Priya Devi. Though he was like Satyabhama, incarnation of Satyabhama of Dwarkapuri, he has come to Krishna, Gaur Lila in Nadiya Nodi, and she is the incarnation of Satyabhama and first wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi Priya, is the incarnation of Rukmini Devi, manifestation of Rukmini Devi. When Lakshmi Priya left this world, he was merged into Vishnu Priya Devi. Perhaps you know that how she was immersed in the devotional services. At first, when Lakshmi Priya Devi left this world, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching in East Bengal, he was so much feeling separation for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that Nimai Pandit. He could not tolerate and he left his body, her body. After that, Sachima was feeling so much that wife of my son has gone. She wanted that a new wife should come, but equally beautiful to Nimai. He was so beautiful and he was so much qualified. So any girl should be taken who should be very immersed in devotional activities and very much beautiful and having so many qualities. She was going to Delhi to take bath in Ganges, very near her. Delhi, he used to see that a very beautiful girl of 16 or 17 going Delhi to Ganges. At the same time, when Ma Sachi was going to take bath, with so honor for Ganges, so honor for Krishna, after taking bath, he used to worship Krishna there and used to touch the feet of Sachi Mata daily. Daily he used to touch. So much honor for Sachi Devi. So, seeing and coming in contact, he thought that it will be very better that this girl is married to my Nimai. So he told, express this idea to any Brahmin named Sanatan, or I don't know. Sanatan. And he was like
But he used to do these things easily. Marriage making. They were marriage making persons. Called Purohit. In India they are called like Purohit. All go to them and tell that my son is to be married, my daughter is to marry, and they help him by seeing their counting their Rashi, astrological things and everything. And if they allow, and they will tell to their father and Marjan and guardians, they will certainly follow their words. So this Sanatan Prabhu went there. He was like Gargacharya of Krishna. So he went to that, the father of and mother of Vishnu Priya Devi. They never expected that. A very beautiful and very qualified in whole Bengal or India will have such a husband for our girls. They at once became so glad and they accepted this offer. And very near the date was fixed for marriage. Very rich persons at that time in Navdev town, when he heard that Nimai Pandit is going to be married, he told that whole expense of marriage I will bear, because he is my Shiksha Guru. He was learning some Sanskrit from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his boyhood time. So now he became so rich and he told that I will bear the expenses of whole thing. So beautiful marriage party, went to marry. Very good festival and everything was done. Very beautiful and qualified. Vishnu Priya Devi came in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they sat together, unparalleled, beautiful, and all became happy. Whole Navdeep came, all ladies and gentlemen came, and they blessed them. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, and he changed his all moods, crying, weeping, rolling down on the earth, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He had no talk with Vishnu Priya. But Vishnu Priya always shopping from far away, by cooking, by giving all the things which are helpful for him. But only that, he was not in his conscious, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of senses, always bitterly crying. When he returned from Gaya, he stopped to teach in his school. His school was stopped. He told that I don't know any meaning of any sutra, word, or anything except Krishna. I see that all words denotes Krishna. And when he used to see any words, he began to cry. Krishna always came in his mind. If he any cow, he began to weep loudly. He used to remember Krishna, cow herding. If he used to see anything resembling to Vrindavan, even flowers, cuckoos, peacocks, Ganges, he thinks that it is Yamuna flowing. So he was always crying bitterly for Krishna. Where is you, Krishna? Otherwise my breast will worn and torn. I cannot live without you. So he was changing this. So in the night he used to go to Sri Vasangan They are chanting, remembering and kirtaning so much whole night with bhakti. And when coming here in the courtyard of his mother, he began feeling separation from Krishna. Sometimes he used to remember the cow grazing, sometimes playing with gopis, playing with gopis, so many things. So Vishnupriya has not a moment time to meet and to be familiar and talking and all these things. So it went on 3-4 years like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made up his mind that I must give up worldly things. My beloved wife, mother, everything I should give. Even I will have to give Navadvip Dham. So many friends and scholars and all others. If I am here, then I cannot do my things to sprinkle Krishna prem to whole world, and I cannot taste my three wishes. And I see here, living here, the inhabitants of Navadvip are quarreling with me. They cannot understand my mood. When I'm what mood, they cannot realize. Sometimes a new teacher came, or a student, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving in very deep thought of Braja, and at that time he was thinking that Krishna is so cheater and he is naughty, he tells lie, he kills gopi. So he, at that day, he was thinking that, oh, I have not connection with Krishna, but better if I have connection with gopis, because he gives so many problems to gopis. So he was doing gopi, 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 emerging in Braj Bhav, Gopi Bhav. But that student could not understand. He said, why you are telling gopi, gopi, gopi? Why not Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? Where in Shastra it has been written that you should repeat or you should chant gopi, gopi, gopi? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that, oh, he is sometimes something inclined towards Krishna. He is the Krishna Pakshiya. And he took a stick, very mota wala, very thick, and he ran after that person. Oh, he ran away so quickly, telling that, I will see you. I have come to your home, and that is why you are so strong and going to beat me. I have done nothing against you, and yet you are doing like so. So I will go and make a party of students and will attack you and give a good lesson. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that I have come to taking all these sufferings of whole jivas, and they are making offenses to me, so I should not give this chance. I came to remove all the suffering, sorrows, and to engage them in Krishna service. But I am doing against, so I should give up all these things. Whole Navadvip, my wife, my children, my home, and everything. So that they will, afterwards, sometime, they will be favorable to me. And then they will think that, oh, all the kings, all the nirdar persons are coming in the lotus feet of this Nimai Pandit. Then they will realize, oh, he has so qualities. Now he is in the renounce order. A sannyasi should be think to be like Krishna, Narayan. So they will anyhow do pranam to me. And then they will be out of offenses. But this was only artificial and outward reason. But main reason was that if I am not giving up all these things, how can I test three wishes? How can I take the mode of Radhika? And how can I give whole world Krishna Prem if I am as a householder always bounded in householder duties? I cannot do. That is why he made up his mind that tomorrow in the midnight I will cross the Jamuna Ganga and I will go to Kantak Nagari, and there I will take renounce order, sannyas, and then I will go to Vrindavan. I will never be in Navadvip or anywhere. I will go in same Vrindavan where I can meet Krishna. This decision was kept so secret. But anyhow, four friends of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet. Anyhow. That was Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and anyone else. When he was going to take sannyas, in the evening, he went to meet with all the villagers in Navadvip. All these learned persons, all the devotees, all were honoring him. They were not imagining that even today he will give up all these things and will go to take renounce order. Nothing to have take suggestion from anyone. It depends on the heart of devotee. What should I do for Krishna? Whether I should be in this worldly family, as a person of family, other, or I have to take renounce order. It depends on the strongness of his heart. If anyone has past impression, he can take it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made up his mind very strongly that tomorrow in the night I will give up the whole world. Vishnu Priya could not imagine, but he was knowing, knew that he only has love for Krishna. And being in the same home, always feeling separation and separation. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calling Krishna, Krishna, where you are, and used to fall on the ground. But she could not help. She could not take in his arms. Only Nityananda Prabhu sometimes used to take in his arms, otherwise not. So living together but feeling some separation, no talk in day and night, morning, evening, nothing. Vishnu Priya always thinking, always remembering him, always in the mood of serving. Sometimes he began to weep. And mother, Sati, used to console her. Last day, she was going to take bath in Ganges, and she got a injury in his feet, sometimes knocked down. No? And some blood came out. She was thinking that for 4 years, more than 12 years, I'm going to Delhi to Ganges. Never I felt like so. Why? Today something wrong. When he was bathing, the same nose ring went in the Ganges. She searched so much but could not find. Now he was wetting her head with her. What will she do? I don't know. She began to weep. Weeping, she returned to Maya Sachi Devi and told all these things and began to weep, sitting in the lap of Vishnu Priya Sachina. She tried to console but could not control. She began to weep herself, Sachi Maya. So both were weeping. When it became night, Nimai Pandit was today so happy. He took some garland, he took some betel nut, and decorated himself his very beautiful hair, curved hair. And he went in the home of Vishnupriya Devi in night, when it was about midnight. Today, he was loving so much to Vishnupriya Devi that Vishnupriya Devi could not imagine in 4 years I have not received any. But today, why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated his hair, her hair, with his own hands. Very beautifully he decorated. And he gave some flowers and garland is his. Yes. Made so beautiful. Gave betel nut. And today very affectionately talking so many things. But she was weeping in her heart. That is, this is the last day for us. Why he is affectioning me so much? It is a very strange thing. If a lamp is going to be extinguished, it goes like dhap, dhap, and then forever finished. We have seen that those persons who are ready to die, they are lying down on the bed, unconscious for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. At last, they call all their and they talk sometimes. They think that, now he has become well. But after a moment, and goes away. So Vishnupriya Devi is thinking that today, I have lost my nose ring. I have some injury today. And seeing all these things which are not usual, so what will be today of my this sindur? Sindur, you know? I don't know anything. She was thinking like this. Being in the lap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, very closely, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has did like in his arms, but yet he was feeling so much suffering. No happiness, nothing. I don't know what she was thinking. And drinking in the ocean of separation. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, he called Yogamaya, and he ordered that you should go on the eyes of Vishnupriya. Yogamaya became of lakhs and lakhs quintal, so much heavy. And she wanted not to sleep, but yet she slept so soundly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw towards her one time. And he removed his eyes and began to walk towards the door. He saw that mother Sachi Devi is there standing like wood, not doing anything like it. Also the tears were dried. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did parikrama of Sachi Maya and took the feet dust off, and no sound. He left his home forever. Ganges was slowly, very gently flowing, but it was very cold day. Coldest day. Rain was going something. Very night in midnight. Where Krishna was telling, and he jumped in Ganges. And he crossed the river and went about 20 miles from Navadvip. And there he came out of the Ganges and went to one Mayavadi sannyasi What name?
Keshav Bharati.
He was well known to Kasabhati. Kasabhati used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was Nimai Pandit. And he was loving so much this to this boy. He was as yet sannyasi. But he was not Pakka Mayavadi sannyasi. He has taken initiation in Mayavadi sannyasi, but he was really a very good devotee. And he gave the mantra of Gopi Bhav mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that what mantra you are going to give me? I think that this mantra you want to give me. And told him his
yes.
And made his disciple him. And then took. When the barber came and wanted to say, but he was waiting for whole day. He could not say till evening. At last Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Yogamaya, then entered Yogamaya in barber. And then he could say. In the evening, he gave sannyas mantra to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he received the mantra, oh, he was kind. Oh, Krishna, very far, very far. And he started to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu, cunningly, he brought him to Shantipur. And after being there, whole Navadvip was lakhs and lakhs persons. And from remote villages, they used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in shape of now Krishna Chaitanya. Now he became sannyasi. His mother came, all came. Mother told, she was so much weeping. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I have done mistake, wrong. You have brought up me to this age, but I could not serve. My father has gone, my brother has taken sannyas. And even myself, you think, and become sannyasi. So I could not serve. If you like, I can give up sannyas and I want to serve you. She began to weep like this, and one hand on the head of new sannyasi boy. She told, don't break the rule and regulations of Veda and Upanishad. If you have taken sannyas, I want that you should observe the rules and regulations of sannyasi. But only one thing, that you should not go very far away in Vrindavan, but you can live in Jagannath Puri, so that sometimes I know you there, or I will have your kushal varta, your information, good news, from so many devotees coming and going to, because Puri is not so far away. He told him, yes. He told that you should be here for 3-4 days. I will cook and only you will have to take that. So he used to cook and give. You know that all the dogs even, all the girls, all the boys, all the olds and old ladies and gentlemen came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only one could not come. And who? What he had done that she could not come? She knew that if I will go, then it may be that my husband will be offended. So I should not make any problem for him. I can bear, tolerate all these things, but I don't want to see him unhappy. So everyone went there. Can you imagine the mood of Vishnupriya at that time? Whole village, now the town, was vacated. No one was there. But only she was there, weeping. She cannot come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri. He never returned to Navadvip. Never meeting was done afterward with Vishnupriya. But what was the condition of Vishnupriya then? Always weeping, feeling separation. She used to chant Hare Krishna.
not Gaur, not Gaur, not Chaitanya. Because his husband had told her anytime to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Huh? Always selling separation for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But always remembering that he has told me to chant Hare Krishna. So weeping whole day, especially in morning, serving Narayan after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been left to help Sakhi Devi. And from morning till midday, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Washing with hot tears, taking one rice here. Again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No bead, mala and anything. Only with rices. Up till midday, how much she can count? She took it and washed, and it cooked, it was cooked. Any shark, leaves of vegetables, like palan shark or anything, she cooked. Or what he has managed Sachi Devi for this? Sachi Devi has given all his household duties to Ishan Prabhu. He was serving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also ordered him to take care and look after his home and these two ladies. So he was managing a bit. It was cooked and it was given to house deity, that is Narayan, Shalagram, or Adhokhaj Vishnu Tattva, which was coming from generation, from his father, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was, she used to give to Sachima, she used to offer. And after offer, Vishnu Priya Devi used to give whole to the Sachimaya. She used, remembering his son, weeping something. And some portion he used, very little, to Vishnu Priya Devi. Very little she used to take, only to maintain life, nothing else. Whole day chanting, remembering. Son even could not see the face, even his feet, what to about face. So, Narottam Thakur came. Srinivas Acharya came, Shyamananda Prabhu came, Jiv Goswami came there. Only they saw, took darshan of her late lotus feet only, not face anyone. Always kind, bitterly. So she is called what? She is called Prema Bhakti Swarupuni, incarnation of, embodiment of Krishna Prema. So, this is the life history of Sachi Vishnu Priya Devi. She wanted to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anyhow managed and gave a wooden neem trees Gauranga to her. Anyhow. And she used to worship it. That deity, anyhow, after 500 years, it came in the hands of my Gurudev, and now this same deity is served in our temple at Chichuda. So, Vishnu Priya Devi. We should try to follow Vishnu Priya Devi. His method of Krishna remembering, or his Chaitanya remembering, Gauranga Devi. So, today is the birthday of Vishnu Priya Devi. We pray in her. Let us say that she should bestow mercy, that we have some affection and love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the same way. If we want to be devotees like this, then Krishna will be happy, Mahaprabhu will be happy. Today is the birthday of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Sankirtan should be done. Anyone? You have? Yes? You can do. Hare Krishna? What Vishnu Priya Devi used to do? Or Gauranga Bolite? Any? No Mridangwala? You have to come? Why you sit? You come after time. You have to try to come in time. You can come forward here. You yourself coming forward here.